thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio on the Tech of Sports this week, and going to have some fun and talk some baseball and other things with Gary Green, native Long Islander, New York City resident, big Mets fan. He's got to be happy so far this year, and a bunch of other things going on. And Gary, thanks for coming on this week. And I touched on it there. So far, so good with kind of a new look Mets.
Yeah, so far, so good. We had a bit of a rough weekend against Seattle and finally lost the series. But, you know, I think overall it's been a good season. You know, DeGrom not pitching is certainly not great, but he'll come back soon. And, you know, with the Mets, we seem to always be good before the All-Star break. And then after the All-Star break, we kind of fade. So, the way I look at it is the season is, it's basically 16, 10-game season, and you know what, over each 10-game stretch, you want to be good, so, you know, so far so good. I guess we've had a little over three seasons, 10-game season, so far so good.
Yeah, the ebbs and flows of a 162 game season, strange things happen, and the Mets definitely, people are definitely keeping their eyes on the Mets for what could be a fun stretch drive. And Gary, we're here kind of to talk about your love of baseball, love of sports. You own a number of minor league teams. And I love minor league baseball, and I've always been fascinated by it. Kind of take me and show me the value in minor league baseball.
Yeah, I mean, everything is right about baseball is wrapped up in minor league baseball. So, you know, we have great baseball on the field for the hardcore fans, especially at the AAA level. It's very close to major league quality, and 70% of our players have played or will play in the major leagues. So you're getting a truckload of personal with them. And then we have the more casual fans. We have great bars and food, and yeah, we have things for kids to do with playgrounds and wiffle ball courts and basketball courts. So, you know, let's face it, 9 innings for kids that are 7 below is a lot of baseball. So I feel like for the parents to get there and enjoy their kids kind of being there, doing all those things and having all those fun things to do and getting their kids out of the house and not watching computer screens is really great. And we bring something different to the table than Major League Baseball, and that is more entertainment with baseball as a backdrop instead of baseball being first and foremost. And that's fun. And that's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's a different feel, different vibe. It's closer to the game. And it really plants the seeds for a lot of America as far as following Major League Baseball later on in their lives.
Yeah, I know it did for me. And really, you didn't even mention it, the affordability factor for minor league baseball is really hard to beat.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I did fail to mention that. Tickets are a lot less expensive. The food is less expensive. You know, we just have lower overhead, and we don't pay the players. So yeah, it, from a family standpoint, it's a lot less expensive.
And the great names of the teams, Gary, your team's the Omaha Storm Chasers, Richmond Flying Squirrels, Montgomery Biscuits. The community's really, and baseball fans, maybe non-fans, really love those nicknames.
Yeah, no, minor league merchandise is fantastic. Some of the names are really amazing. It's interesting because when the minor league team mirrors a major league name. The Staten Island Yankees used to be an example of that. I think it's not as much fun. I think it's more fun than when we independently have our own name. The Storm Chasers was perfect for Omaha. The Flying Squirrels was such a great name in Richmond. And, you know, people initially went on social media and said they hated it, which is really the sign of success.
Yeah.
If you get people on social media saying they hate it, you're going to be successful.
No doubt about it. Love those nicknames. We're with Gary Green, baseball fan, somebody involved intimately in the sport of baseball and has a passion for it. Gary, you also own a kind of a tried and true baseball publication, Baseball America, now a digital platform with major and minor league baseball. What's kind of the lure still in an age where everything's on our phone right in front of us? Where are we right now with Baseball America?
No, it's a great question. At Baseball America, we've taken the past 3 or 4 years to go from really a print publication to a digital platform and converting as many people and fans as possible over to digital. You know, baseball's got a little bit of an older fan base, so the older fan base still prefers print. So we're continuing on with the print while we really push folks to transition over to digital. And you know, Baseball America's going great. We have seen headwinds in baseball trying to make the game and the fans younger, and we've been succeeding with that. And it's great that we get such cooperation from MLB while being independent from MLB.
Sure.
And nobody covers minor league baseball, high school, college, international, like we do. Our editorial staff is absolutely the best.
It really is. I love reading and catching what's going on each day and each week. Again, with Gary Green, touching on a bunch of things, baseball. And Gary, also, I know you're, like me, you're a sports and baseball collector. The collecting industry has boomed in the last few years. Is that going to continue? Where is that going? And, you know, not only for collectors, but also these investors. So far, so good. But as we've seen in the past, the bubble could burst.
You know, I think the card bubble did burst a little bit earlier this year and last year. I'm not really big into that. To me, I always collected things that were one of a kind, that reminded me of great moments in Mets history. And I collected for the love of it, not necessarily investing in the value of something. So as far as where the industry's going, Fanatics is taking over everything.
Yeah.
So they're in the NFTs, they're in the baseball cards. I'm proud to say that we actually have a new baseball card deal not with Fanatics. It's gonna cover some of the younger players, and it's independent from that, and we're excited about that. I think Fanatics is really going to control where the market's going. And to tell you the truth, I'm really not an expert on collectibles. I collect things that I personally love, and really haven't done it to invest for future profit.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I am too. Again, I look at kind of maybe the value of things just as a side eye looking at it, but really the enjoyment in memorabilia, I think, is just being a collector.
Yeah, absolutely. I love some of the things I had. I used to own and I sold it, actually at a profit. Bill Buckner's glove and cleats from Game 6 of '86. I did own some old jerseys. I had Dallas Strawberry's Rookie of the Year award, which I met him and gave back to him, and it was stolen from him years ago. Mm-hmm. And that was better than any amount of money I could get for it. So I just love collecting it. I love Mets history. I love Shea Stadium history, and that's what it means to me.
Yeah, a lot of collectors trade up to get other things that they want or to get additional things. Nothing wrong with that. And we're wrapping up here with Gary Green. And Gary, you also have a contest, a sweepstakes, where fans can team up. You've teamed up with JetLynx, and kind of explain what's going on with that.
Sure. So JetLynx is a wonderful company. They're a jet card company and a manager of the Jets that people own, based out of Omaha, Nebraska, and they're building terminals all over the country. And they're a partner of ours in Omaha, and I've been lucky enough to be an owner of multiple teams. And part of that great ownership experience is being able to go behind the scenes in the locker rooms and with the players and really enjoying that. And so I thought of this, and it hasn't really been done in sports that I've seen. I've done some research online. Is I want to take a couple of lucky fans for each sport and take them on a private jet and let them feel like an owner and get that same lucky feeling that I have every day that I own these teams and go behind the scenes with these teams and with these players and get to experience with what I do. And really it's about every fan being able to feel like an owner as much as possible. And that's the way I live my ownership life, is I want to touch as many fans as possible and talk to as many fans as possible and really connect with them. So this is just an additional touch point for me personally that I could give.
Yeah. Making memories, Gary, that's what you do. That's what baseball's all about, making memories for fans.
Absolutely.
That will stay with them the rest of their lives. That's really invaluable. And as we wrap up here with Gary Green, Gary, you're the biggest Mets fan I know. Maybe who's your favorite colorful Mets player of all time? I have a couple, but who do you maybe wasn't the greatest Mets player, but someone that brought a lot of memories to people or was fun to watch?
Well, the most colorful, who I used to live down the block from, and I got to know him and his kids, was Tug McGraw.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta believe. He was the best, and when he got traded to the Phillies, I was crushed. So we used to get, when I was a little kid, we used to get taken to the games by his wife, and we would wait outside for him, outside the locker room at Shea Stadium, and, like, what a thrill. My favorite, of course, is my friend Daryl, who's just one of my favorite people in the world, let alone baseball players. And today's team, you know, Pete Alonso is the best, even though he had a really bad at bat yesterday to end that game against Seattle. I've met him on numerous occasions, and he's just a good guy. He's just a gentleman. I own baseball America. All he wanted to do was talk about how great it was that we covered him when he was younger and all the great coverage we give, and, you know, why don't minor league baseball players make more money? And then he said, but I have a question for you. Why did you tell everybody I couldn't hit a curveball? That just wasn't true. And we had a very good laugh about that. So what a great kid.
Yeah, Pete's a great guy, and I always admired the longevity, Gary, of Rusty Staub.
He visited the suites all the time at Citi Field, and such a nice guy.
Great guy, and you're a great guy as well, and doing a lot of great things. Gary, we'll put all the links in the show notes, and appreciate you coming on and a few minutes of your time.
Thanks so much for having me. Great to talk baseball with you today.
Great, always fun. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks.